When your health matters, when you need information you can trust, Linda Pavick.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Paul Frazier, and you are listening to Cleaner on the Go Radio, powered by Copper Touch, a lifetime of germ protection. Your Cleaner on the Go with Copper Touch. I'm here with Linda Pavick, my co-host. How you doing, Linda?
I am great, Paul.
Great. And then our special guest today is Sandra Beck. How you doing, Sandra?
Great, Paul. Great, Linda. Super happy to be here.
Great. Our topic today is all about copper and your health. And this, there's going to be some really interesting stuff that I didn't even know copper was a part. But I don't know. I can't believe how much copper has been in our daily lives that we don't even know about it. So this is going to be an interesting show to talk about copper and your health. And first of all, I want to bring Linda in because I want to have her explain to you what our wonderful product does.
Thanks, Paul. Our company is called Copper Touch, and our website is coppertouch.com. And you'll see that we have two handheld products that are used as a hand sanitizer. So you rub the copper on your hands for 60 seconds, and the friction of rubbing it on your hands will activate the copper, which will then penetrate the membrane of the germ or virus and kill it. And so you've got about 95% protection against all germs and viruses that would be on your hands.
So, and also, everybody, you got to stay tuned to Cleaner on the Go Radio because we got some really great news coming your way in the coming weeks about our product and what it's going to do for your health. So it's really important news.
Right. And we keep telling you on every show, you know, the announcement is coming. We're just waiting for the FDA to give us their okay. They're going through all our lab reports. We want to make sure at Copper Touch, we always want to make sure that all of our information is sound and valid. So our lab reports, we submitted to the FDA. The EPA has already said okay. We're just waiting on the FDA. As soon as they give us the green light, we're going to tell you all about it.
Oh boy, it's going to be big, too. So you can also reach us at 1-833-4-NO-GERMS. That's 1-833-4-NO-GERMS. So let's get right into today's topic, and it's called Copper and Your Health. So copper plays a big part in many of your body's organs and systems. It helps you produce
red blood cells. It keeps your nerve cells healthy. It supports your immune system. It forms collagen. It protects cells from damage. It also helps absorb iron into your body, and it turns sugar into energy. But Paul, also, you may think of copper as something that is just like a plumbing product or a wiring or electronics.
Yeah, and it's not. It also is an important mineral that you take into your body when you eat. Some types of seafoods, nuts, veggies, fruits, and other foods, you need it for growth and overall health. So all those things that Linda just mentioned, blood cells and immune system and all that stuff, that's what copper does for your organs and your systems. It's quite amazing how much we need copper in our daily lives.
Right. And then the other part is what we talked about with why we invented the Copper Touch product, because copper, not only is it something that we need in our bodies, right, but it is also a naturally antimicrobial element. So therefore, you're able to have like a copper surface, for instance. And if you're not rubbing or there is not any friction and a virus or germ lands on that surface, it'll die within about 4 hours versus other types of surfaces where it can take up to 2 days. So think about the impact copper could have medically and in our homes, mm-hmm, everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, especially like you were, like on the early shows, you were saying about hospitals and how the hospitals could be.
That's right.
everything could be made out of copper, the utensils, the railings, everything, your doorknobs, everything. And I tell you, you may be going into the hospital sick, but you're probably coming out pretty goddamn well, you know?
Right. And some of the other testing that they've done, they've found that copper can keep certain conditions at bay, such as anemia and osteoporosis.
Wow.
So copper just affects us in positively.
Oh, yeah. It's a wonder thing.
Many different ways.
Yep.
Going to jump in here because I'm going to be completely shallow because you're talking about health benefits and you know, hospital benefits. But I'm going to jump in with the shallow stuff. And did you know that copper helps reduce wrinkles? It helps you heal your wounds. It can also help prevent gray hair. I mean, from a beauty standpoint, between gray hair and wrinkles, like, copper's worth its weight in gold.
Wow. I guess I should have been using this for a while because I got a little bit of gray, but mostly it's all gone. But I should have been using copper a long time ago.
Well, yes, antibacterial, antifungal, and a powerful antioxidant. So if you're into antioxidants, like, that's really cool. I'm just so excited about copper. I had no idea that this little teeny, you know, element makes such a big difference in our lives.
Well, I can't believe it either, Sandra, because it's almost like it's a wonder metal. I mean, it's not only does great things for your health, but it also does, it makes great plumbing material too.
For those of you that don't know about Sandra Beck, she joined us about, what has it been, Sandra, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago?
Yeah, something like that.
She's in Los Angeles. We're in Minnesota.
Yep.
And we were so lucky to find her. Paul found her. I don't even remember how the connection came.
Yeah.
I think it was through TogiNet.
Yeah, and she has her own podcast on TogiNetRadio.com. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah, TogiNetRadio.com. You can check her out at TogiNetRadio.com. She has great, great topics there. One of them is military moms. Really, really a cool topic. So check her out at TogiNet.com.
So we were so lucky because Sandra is such a wealth of information from a marketing standpoint. I don't know what we would do without her. So Sandra, maybe you want to introduce yourself. You're on most of our podcasts, but we never really introduce you. So maybe you want to tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Well, I, gosh, you know, I'm a Buffalo, New York native living in Los Angeles. And one of the things I found in my many moves around the country was that information is so important to a healthy lifestyle, to a happy friendship with your family and your friends. And you just can't get enough of podcasts because you're listening and you're learning and you don't have to do anything, especially if you don't read. So making my career all around podcasting to help kind of level the playing field of information, that information isn't just for the wealthy or the super educated, you know, or the people who love to read is a big part of my mission.
Well, it's a great mission to have, and I salute you for it. I really do. We are very blessed to know you and have you a part of our company.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Like I said, she's helped me a lot. Sandra has helped me a ton. So she's really a great mentor, as I should say.
Yes. So back to copper.
Back to copper.
So your body doesn't need much copper, which I had always known. But when you are low on copper, then your health can really take a hit. So there are recommended daily allowances, and you can look them up online. We won't go through them, but you can look them up online. But let's just give an example. So for ages 19 and older, which which encompasses most of the population, it's 900 micrograms of copper that you need to have on a regular basis.
14 to 18 years old is 890. Micrograms.
Right. So it would get lower the younger that you are.
Yeah. But I would want to know, how do you know how much copper you're getting? That's what I don't understand, is how.
Well, I don't have the answer to that either.
I just wonder.
I think that what we're learning is that we naturally ingest copper through different foods that we eat. But if you have a serious lack of copper in your body, then you have a low body temperature or broken bones and bone loss, low white blood cell counts, irregular heartbeats, thyroid problems, anemia, all different kinds of things can happen. So those would be warning signs of a lack of copper.
Wow. Wow. So there you go. If you get these warning signs,
And I've got a great list here of foods that contain copper. You can get them through eating liver or oysters, which doesn't sound very good, but you can also get it through many different chocolates. And so that's a really good thing. Shiitake mushrooms have them, and many nuts and seeds. So if you are worried today after listening to our podcast, just include some of these in your diet and then pick up your Copper Touch bar.
Right, because when you're using the Copper Touch bar, you are absorbing small amounts of copper through your skin.
Yeah.
And so you are getting some of your daily recommended usage of copper just by rubbing your Copper Touch.
Yeah, 60 seconds, use Copper Touch, rub it on your hands for 60 seconds, in between your fingers, all over your hands, and you will be germ-free, as we say here on Cleaner on the Go Radio. So you should be getting enough copper just from the foods you eat, but some people need a little bit more copper because of certain conditions, such as intestinal disease like celiac.
Ooh.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I have neighbors. All four kids have celiac disease.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, can I just ask you guys something really quick, Linda and Paul? When you guys rub the Copper Touch bar, like I'm doing it right now, do you find yourself just naturally relaxing by the smooth, silky feel of the metal against your skin?
Yes, absolutely. The bar, which you're talking about, which is shaped like a bar of soap, definitely. You have a relaxing, and like you've talked about in previous podcasts, also a fidgeting situation. So I keep mine in my right jeans pocket, but I find myself pulling it out quite often and having that effect. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I mean, it makes me feel germ-free. So we're taking a break here. So with Cleaner on the Go Radio, we're powered by Copper Touch. A lifetime of germ protection, your Cleaner on the Go with Copper Touch. I will be right back, and Linda will be right back right after this with more Cleaner on the Go.
Cleaner on the Go Radio. We'll be back after these messages.
Traveling, hiking, working with kids, or have limited mobility? When you need clean hands and water is scarce, it's Copper Touch to the rescue. Kills up to 94% of germs and is made of 99.9% antimicrobial copper. Isn't it time you made the switch from messy, inconvenient sanitizers? You have a lifetime of germ protection when you have the Copper Touch. Visit coppertouch.com.
Moving a person can put a strain on your back and neck and put a patient at risk. Caregivers and health professionals risk injury moving people from one surface to another. That's where Beezy Premium Transfer Systems reduce the risk of injury and allow you to transfer patients up to 400 pounds. Visit BeezyBoards.com. Thanks to Beezy, it's so easy. When you need clean hands and water is scarce, it's Copper Touch to the rescue. Kills up to 94% of germs and is made of 99.9% of antimicrobial copper. Isn't it time you made the switch from messy, inconvenient sanitizers? You have a lifetime of germ protection when you have the Copper Touch. Visit coppertouch.com.
We're back with more from Cleaner on the Go Radio. Here's your host, Linda Pavick.
Welcome back, everyone. I want to thank you all for joining us today on Cleaner on the Go Radio. I am your host, Paul Frazier. I'm here with Linda Pavick, my co-host. And our special guest is Sandra Beck. Me and Sandra Beck were talking as we were on our break about a thing called a worry stone. So what is that now, Sandra?
Well, you know, Paul, it's really interesting. When we look at really natural and organic ways of reducing stress and anxiety, I think of this worry stone that my grandma had. And she used to pick a stone out of the lake and pick it up and keep it in her pocket. And whenever she was worried or anxious, she'd rub it between her fingers. And one of the things that I noticed with my Copper Touch bar is that I tend to do the same thing. So not only am I cleaning my hands, but I'm actually reducing my anxiety at the same time. And if you don't believe us, go and Google worry stones, and you'll see that they go back to the ancient Greeks used them. You know, ancient Tibets, the Native American Indian tribes had them. And so, you know, a worry stone can be a stone or it can be a polished piece of metal. And I like the polished piece of metal because you'll notice when you use it, Paul and Linda, it starts to warm in your hand. And as you rub it around your hands, not only are you cleaning, you know, antibacterial, antifungal, but you're also calming your nervous system, which, boy, we can all use that these days.
Well, yeah, and Copper Touch does that too. I mean, you can rub it in your hands and stuff, but you know, people sometimes they can be used for fidgeting too. And if you're a fidgeter, put it in your hand, you'll kill two birds with one stone. You know?
Oh, the coin, you can flip that little sucker all day long. I know because yeah. I have them at my desk. Yeah. And I have fidgety kids, both of my kids. So if yeah. they're somewhere they shouldn't be, I want them to clean their hands and keep them busy. Hand them the Copper Touch coin, and they can roll it between their fingers like mm-hmm. a magician, and it'll keep them yep. busy.
Yep. There you go, everybody. So go get a coppertouch.com and go get a Copper Touch, and you too can be fidget-free plus germ-free.
So, Sandra, just to end this particular subject on the worry stones, would you say that the Copper Touch can act then as a worry stone?
Oh, I think it works better than a worry stone, because the thing okay. about taking a rock out of the lake, you know, you're actually germing up your hands at that point.
Right.
So, you know, using one of these, and it's so smooth. Like, how did you guys get it to be so smooth? It has such a silky, soft finish.
It tumbles for a long time. It's a real, it's a real difficult process. Spent about 6-7 months trying to perfect this, because we made it hollow so it wouldn't be so heavy, and that it could be in your pocket or in your purse, and it's not going to weigh, you know, 1 or 2 pounds mm-hmm. of pure copper, and it wouldn't be as it would be much more expensive if we had it solid copper.
Right.
Once we got the weld down, then we had to figure out how are we going to get it polished and smooth, and that's just by tumbling for hours. I think the final tally was they have to tumble like 18 hours.
Really?
Before they're ready to be polished and then
wow.
for sale.
Huh. And, you know, if you guys, people out there who buy the Copper Touch, and if you do, let's say drop it or get a dented, it still does the job. So don't worry about having it dented or anything like that. It still does the job as it's supposed to be. It does a great job on keeping germs away. So,
well, right. You can clean it with ketchup. That's my favorite, because yeah, mine are really dinged up. Mine have been really? Used as like, yeah, because they're, you know how they get dinged up? My kids use them as dinner table hockey pucks, because the you can really slide the, you know, the bar around the table, and the coin is like, it's just a lot of fun. I mean, they make really great Christmas gifts. You know, as we come into the holiday season, you know, I think it would be really fun if people would go check these out at coppertouch.com, you know, and get them for their family members, because they're not only fun, but they're useful and they're protective. I mean, what more can you ask for from a little product?
Yep.
Right. And employers also, if you are looking for a gift for your employees, it would be a wonderful gift, especially yeah. in these times.
Oh, yeah. Perfect gift. So mm-hmm. now we're going to move on to these compelling show. So we are going to have, there's 10 compelling health benefits of copper. One of them, well, out of 10 is anti-aging.
Well, Sandra kind of touched on
that. Well, she did touch on this. Copper is an antioxidant that can improve the condition of your skin, which I did not know. So How does it, when you rub it on your hands, it improves the conditions on your skin too, right?
That's right. But I think actually absorbing copper into your body will help.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. So they're anti-aging. Well, we all need that. So buy the Copper Touch. And two is skin health.
Copper is a component of melanin, which provides pigment and sun protection to your hair, skin, and eyes. This also is what Sandra was referencing earlier on when she was talking about, I think you said that it was a little bit superficial, Sandra, but maybe not. I think it's important to all of us to try and look our best, don't you?
Well, yes. I'm literally sitting here rubbing this on like my forehead worry lines and my, you know, my crow's feet on the side because it feels nice and, you know, it can't hurt. But yeah, we want to look our best and feel our best. Like when we can look and feel our best from the inside out, what's not to love?
Right.
Well, when you think about the famous Cleopatra, right?
Yeah.
Okay. She was a huge believer in copper, and she used copper to stay looking that beautiful, youthful self
wow.
that she was.
Interesting
Absolutely.
Tidbit. Wow.
Absolutely.
Did you, I suppose everybody knows that copper is antibacterial now. So copper destroys and inhibits the growth of microbes, of fungi and bacteria, including E. coli. It can be used as medicine when ingested or water or applied typically to boost your immune system, prevent infection, improve wound healing, and speed the healing process of tissues. Wow.
Right. So we have touched on all of these things a little bit. So we know that when you're rubbing the Copper Touch on your hands and using friction, that it is killing the bacteria, the germs, and the viruses that are on your hands, 95% in 60 seconds. And keeping in mind, when you touch surfaces again, you need to rub your hands again.
Right, right.
You know, you're going to always have...
That's same as soap and water, same as everything. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
And we're not trying to replace soap and water, but we know just from the history of copper
right.
that this really works as a hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
So,
in a huge history, you know, like when you say the word history, I kind of go, ho, 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 hum. But it goes back, it predates the birth of Christ that we knew
yeah.
that, you know, how good copper is for ourselves and for keeping people healthy, you know, using the copper vessels, things like that. I mean, huge history, not just like, oh, it's a couple hundred years. We're talking thousands, 5,000 years, I think, you know, when we talked last week on the show about how long copper has been in use.
Right. And I think probably the most notable way that you can talk about that ancient history is people were dying from bad water. And when they started drinking out of a copper vessel, they stopped dying from the bad water. I mean, that is really, and it's written about. So there's transcripts that people have found that have shown that was the case.
It is interesting how much copper is used in our daily lives. I mean, I didn't realize how much it is, but it is. And it's like I said before, it is kind of a wonder metal. I mean, it's amazing what it can do for your health and other things too.
Right. It's an anti-inflammatory, which is why you see many people that will wear a copper bracelet.
Right.
You'll see copper infused now in gloves or in socks or in braces, like for your knees or your
back,
ankles
yep.
or your elbows.
And pillows. I saw a pillow.
Right.
Yes,
sheets.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, it's getting to be everywhere. And, well, it should be. It should be everywhere.
It can also help prevent bone loss, especially for women with osteoporosis. So it's important that women know that they are getting a good amount or the right amount of copper
right.
in their bodies.
Yep, and also reduces cholesterol.
Yeah.
Wow, I did not know that.
I did not either. It helps with maintaining good circulation, improving your digestion. It can help with weight loss. It can. Now, the American Cancer Society has been studying copper, and according to them, copper has considerable anti-cancer effects. Now, there's nothing that has been named, so we don't want to come out and make any kind of statements that would be considered not true. I am just telling you what the Cancer Society has stated. But it does have, copper does have an antioxidant property that wow. will help fight off free radicals, which can be the cause of cancer.
Man, that is really something. That'd be something if they could find a cure for cancer from copper. Wouldn't that be something?
Well, it would be amazing. I mean, I'm not saying that that's going to happen.
No.
I'm just saying that it is showing. You know, the way that I look at it, Paul and Sandra, is copper does not hurt you unless you have Wilson's disease.
Mm-hmm.
Wilson's disease is very rare. Very few people have that where they can't have copper. But otherwise, the rest of the population, it's not going to hurt you. And we know it can only help. So why not give it a try?
Yeah. So please, please, everybody out there, give us a try and check us out at coppertouch.com. Or give us a call at 1-833-4-NO-GERMS. That's 1-833-4-NO-GERMS. And don't forget, I know we keep telling you this and we keep pounding this in your head, but we're going to be coming back with a lot of great big news in the future. So please, please keep us in tuned, and you will see how much Copper Touch is going to improve your health when we come back with this huge news.
So we are coming to the end of the show. And Sandra, I really want to thank you for being with us today. You always add so much to our shows.
Yes.
Oh, it's my great pleasure.
And don't forget to check her out at toginetradio.com. You can see all of her podcasts there, a lot of interesting stuff that she offers to everybody, like a military moms network, which is unbelievable. So, Sandra, I want to thank you, and I have to get myself out to Los Angeles to see you sometime.
Absolutely, and I encourage everybody today to go to coppertouch.com and get either the coin or the bar or both, especially if you're a mom and you are in charge of kids with dirty little hands all the time and you can't always get to the bathroom or sporting events or backpacks, all those great places that you know we can stash them to help our kids stay healthy.
So I want to thank everybody for listening today, and thanks for listening to Cleaner on the Go Radio with Linda Pavlik and me, Paul Frazier, and Sandra Beck. We're powered by Copper Touch, a lifetime of germ protection, because you're cleaner on the go with Copper Touch. Check us out at coppertouch.com or give us a call at 1-833-4-NO-GERMS. That's 1-833-4-NO-GERMS, and we'll see you next time.
Cleaner on the Go Radio, powered by Copper Touch. Thanks you for listening. For more information, go to www.coppertouch.com. And here's to your great health.